The media, at a crossroads between self-promotion and service. That was the theme of Pope Benedict's message for World Communications Day, released at a press conference here in the Vatican on Thursday by the head of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, Archbishop Claudio Celi. Recognising the vital role played by the media today, Pope Benedict talks of the need for a code of info-ethics to guarantee respect for human dignity and safeguard against vulgarity, violence and aggressive consumerism. So just how has this papal message been received by journalists and communications experts? To find out, I caught up with Jed Clapson, Director of Communications for the Jesuits in Britain. It's an interesting title, isn't it? It looks at both the incredibly positive effects that the media can have in today's society, but also the negative effects, the negative impact. Let's look at the positive effects first. There's a real realisation, isn't there, of how influential media has become in all aspects of our daily life.
Very much so. It's interesting you should pick that up, Philippa, because the media have picked up this message and focused almost exclusively on all the negative things, all the criticisms, and have completely, in many cases, swept over how the Pope starts in this letter. He talks about, without there being the contribution of the media, it would be difficult to foster and strengthen understanding between nations, to breathe life into peace dialogue around the world, to guarantee the primary good of access to information. So he's really gushing quite enthusiastically about the good things that the media is capable of doing. And it really does mirror, what is it now, 30, 36, 37 years of messages about how the media are God's gifts, that there is something positive about them. It's the way that they are used that is the important thing. And the second part, as you say, of the message from the Pope does talk about some of the negative things that are going on in the media world today.
The negative aspects that he's talking about focus very much on the problems that emerge when the media subjects people to agendas dictated by the dominant interests of the day. What exactly do you think he's meaning here?
It's written in a slightly ambiguous style, which opens it up to a variety of different interpretations. I mean, what I picked up on was his idea of creating its own reality. And I interpret that, rightly or wrongly, as a reference to the sort of reality television that we're seeing these days, reality shows, even the world of virtual reality. And the media, he seems to be saying, are creating, rather than reporting on what is happening, rather than passing on information about what is happening, they are actually creating what is happening so that people then, if you like, believe it or get sucked into it. It's a very interesting interpretation of the way that the media and humanity, human beings, are relating to each other today.
There's also a strong criticism of what the Pope describes as aggressive advertising of consumer products. That, again, is a fairly spot-on observation, isn't it?
It is, and it's very much in line with many of the things that both Pope Benedict and in his position as Cardinal Ratzinger has been saying, and indeed his predecessor, Pope John Paul II, of actually being critical not only of the consumerism that is reported, the materialism that's reported in the media, but also what he calls the distorted models of personal, family or social life, and the impact that the media can have on these, particularly, as he says, resorting to vulgarity and violence and occasionally overstepping the mark.
Now, there's a call, an interesting call in this message, it seems, for a kind of code of ethics for journalists, isn't there? Mm. What do you make of that? What's your reaction to that?
It's an interesting thing. I've sort of read it a few times and tried to evaluate just where it would fit in. I mean, there is the comparison with the bioethical equation, where we have ethics that dictate some of the basic principles of life. What the Pope talks about in his message is the need for, perhaps, info-ethics. And it does indeed reflect the sort of themes right the way through from Pope Paul VI through John Paul II and now Pope Benedict, of saying that there needs to be some kind of respectability, there needs to be some kind of guideline, some kind of rule book that people involved in the media should follow. You know, there are elements of respect for the human being that must always be reflected in the media. And it's interesting that he's used this term, which I've never heard before, info-ethics, to actually say, enough's enough, these are the sort of parameters that the media ought to work within. Whether anyone within the media will heed that, will listen to that, and will actually comply with it, remains to be seen. But it is a very strong message from the Pope.
It's a real challenge to the church, or the churches, it seems to me, as well, to try and engage in a more positive way with the secular media. Do you see that as a real challenge for you today?
The media has developed over the past 5-10 years at an incredible rate. And one of the things that I think the churches need to be very aware of is that it's not regulated in the same sort of way as it used to be. At one time, there were programme makers, there were journalists who were publishing newspapers, and there were technicians who were making all these things happen. But it was all coming out of a centralised sort of media funnel. These days, the media is much more diverse. The internet has completely revolutionised the way that people communicate, the way they get information, and more importantly, perhaps, the way that information is transmitted, because it's now not the official media people who are transmitting all the messages, but there's a lot of other messages that are coming through from all different types of sources. So I think it makes the job of the churches much more difficult, much more challenging, but much more rewarding if they can embrace the new technologies and the new media that there are available there. And of course, the other thing that the Pope points out in his letter is it's not just the media creators who have got a responsibility, but it's also the media consumers. And so I think we need to read that paragraph of the Pope's message very, very carefully in terms of what we are taking in and how the media are influencing ourselves.
You're the director of communications there for the Jesuits in Britain. How do you see the church as responding to these challenges? Do you think the church is up to the challenge of dealing with these, as you say, extremely complex problems of communication today?
The church is up to them. It's a difficult situation because the media's agenda is not the same as the church's agenda, and vice versa. They are two completely different camps. What the church constantly needs to be doing is communicating itself with people within the media, of actually trying to understand what their agendas are, and likewise forming some kind of bridge, some kind of contact and relationship with the media. There's no point in ignoring the media and then being critical of the media when the media is critical of the church. There needs to be a long-term relationship of trying to understand. I think this is one of the areas that I particularly enjoy working in. For example, at Christmas, there was a BBC television production, hour-long live production in Liverpool of the Nativity, and I was fortunate enough to be the programme consultant on that. So actually coming in from the churches and working closely with the broadcasters in order to produce something that then reached a much wider audience, because it wasn't slotted into a religious programme, but it was actually broad and mainstream. And that's where the churches can work so much more closely with the media.
It would be good to see a lot more of that kind of thing, wouldn't it? Because, as you say, too often it's the church criticising the secular media and the secular media criticising the church.
That there is room for a very strong relationship there. I mean, what I'm looking forward to is this Easter we're seeing a 6-part series on of The Passion, not from the religious department, but from the BBC's drama department. And all the indications are that it is going to be a very, very powerful production, on a par with Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ. So, yes, there are opportunities there. And people these days are so hungry and thirsty for the media, for information, for news, for pictures, for stories. We've got some of the best stories in the world. What we're sometimes rather bad at is telling those stories, telling the good news stories, because there's a lot of good news out there, and it's the responsibility of Christians in particular to actually see where those good news stories are and project them, get them out there to help encourage people.
You mentioned, of course, the importance of the internet and the enormous influence that has. You've just revitalised, revamped your own website there for the British Jesuits, haven't you?
Well, we've introduced a whole new site, which I must say has been very well received, called Thinking Faith, which is what we call an online journal. and it hopefully provides some intelligent articles on topical issues, be they, as they are at the moment, ecumenism and the question of Christian unity, reflections on interreligious dialogue, and a whole variety of other topics, where Jesuits from not just Britain, but also overseas as well, and others who are associated with the Society of Jesus, can actually contribute intelligent articles to the debate. And one of the great things about this is it's not a weekly or a monthly journal, it's a rolling journal. So as and when issues arise, we are in a position to be able to hopefully comment on them fast and to notify people that they are up there. We've got a special service whereby every time a new article is uploaded onto the site, people can be notified on their mobile phones. As I say, it has been very well received, with the requests for subscription coming in from all around the world.
And my thanks there to Jed Clapson, Director of Communications for the Jesuits in Britain.